The Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts is boasting a brand new science center, the MCLA Center for Science and Innovation, on its campus in North Adams. The four-story, 65,000-square-foot building, costing more than $30 million, was several years in the making. The center will be the home of chemistry, biology, physics, psychology, and environmental studies, and the departments. A grand opening, a ribbon-cutting celebration, takes place October 6th. In the meantime, we celebrate today with the woman behind this project for the last several years. Mary Grant is the 11th president of MCLA, the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, the first alumna of the college to serve as its president, and it is always a great pleasure to welcome Mary Grant to the program. We love having you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to talk with you, Joe, and thanks for having me on. I always love being with you folks, too.
Well, it is a very, very exciting. You're having your ribbon cutting on October 6th. This is going to be a big event, but it should be noted that you're now using the building.
We are using the building, and the ribbon cutting is on October 4th.
I apologize.
That is okay. We'll still be celebrating on the 6th, I'm sure.
Look at that. It does say Friday, October 4th. I just didn't have my glasses on. Go ahead.
But come anytime. You know, so it's we are, as we began the semester, Joe, you are so right, we are using the building, because we have other projects going on campus, so we had to get everybody in there and up and running as much as possible. And thanks to the good work of the faculty and the staff who went nonstop all summer to make sure, and the construction company, I am telling you, this has been a project that's been nothing but teamwork from day one, and it is magnificent. I'm thrilled when I look at it. I'm thrilled when I see the progress daily, and I'm thrilled with what this is going to mean for the students, for the region, for the Commonwealth. It's just been a labor of love and a labor driven by so many partners to get us to this day.
Just over a year ago, I was over on campus, and I was in your office, and you were showing me, you have a wonderful view overlooking the new facility, and you were showing me and kind of brought us around a little bit as to what was going to happen. And then just about a month or so ago, I was over there and saw it, you know, nearly completed. And it's really an awesome thing. And new buildings crop up in campuses all the time. Give us an idea, especially from a president of a college perspective, of why this is so important, not only for the institution, not only for MCLA, but for the entire community.
Sure. And that's a great question, because it is. This is much more than about MCLA. This is our first new academic building that MCLA has seen in this region, in public higher ed, has seen in 40 years. So what that says in terms of the investment and the support from the Commonwealth, because the significant funding for this building came as a result of support from the governor and the legislature advancing a bond to help support infrastructure improvements and innovation across public higher ed in Massachusetts. And so for us, this building is a way to engage the next generation of scientists, of innovators, of explorers here on our campus, partnering with K-12. I mean, when we think about the pipeline work we do here as part of the Berkshire STEM Pipeline Initiative, to be able to have a place where our partners in K-12 can come and do research or bring students into a state-of-the-art lab, borrow equipment from our STEM lending library. When you come into the building now, I had a community member in the building with me the other day, and we were looking around, and he gazed out the windows, because you're in the state-of-the-art facility, and you're looking at the beautiful mountains that we're surrounded by, and he said, "I cannot believe that I'm in the Berkshires."
Yeah.
Because this is the kind of building you would expect to see at a large urban research institution, and so to have the very best right here in our own backyard means all the difference in the world for us to be competitive as well.
And with that said, the fact that it achieves all of those goals and still fits in within the fabric of not only the community but of the college campus, I thought was really quite cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the architects worked with us. The architectural firm EYP did a fantastic job of listening to us. And when you work in a partnership like that and you have a chance to think about how you want to use a building or a facility from the inside out, as opposed to the building guiding how we teach, thinking about how we teach and learn and engage and gather, guiding how we construct the building. And we even went so far as to tie some of the outside brickwork color-wise to Murdoch Hall, our oldest building on campus, so our two Point of Pride buildings connected, so we look like one institution. Very exciting stuff.
So what does $30 million buy you? In the sense of, we talked about, you know, the importance of the community, but when it comes to chemistry, biology, physics, psychology, and environmental studies, what does $30 million buy you?
$30 million, well, you know the old saying, it doesn't go as far as it used to go.
Right.
But what it buys us is a building where faculty have research space where they can now do dedicated research in partnership with their students. In our old facilities, everything would have to be broken down at the end of the day, in some cases, to be set up for the next class coming in. This allows research work to happen in a continuous period of time. So the kind of hands-on work that faculty members are doing with students can happen real time, all the time. Write up spaces where students, when they finish a project, can sit with a faculty member or working in a group and take the notes from a lab or get ready for the next session. Spaces for students to gather those. Here, where we're primarily a residential school, although we have a number of students commuting from distances, one of the things that we wanted were gathering spots for students. So if you're coming in for a class because you're driving from work to get here to study, or you're living on campus, you have a spot in this building where you can just sit and connect with other students, connect with faculty. It has a state-of-the-art auditorium space where we can both do a lecture as well as work in group formats. We have places for the community to come in. We have a lending library for the STEM program. So we have spaces where that kind of work that's happening in significant research institutions can happen here, but in a place that prizes teaching and engagement with students. So it's the best of the liberal arts education, Joe, right at work here. And it is spectacular, absolutely spectacular.
Does it still have the new car smell? Is that good?
Yeah, you know, so I'm waiting for the first ding in the parking lot, you know, where we'll all cry and say, oh, thank God we got that out of the way. Yeah, I'll be crying the most, but...
Absolutely. Right now, it's just get us to October 4th, right? Let us cut the ribbon and we'll be okay.
And we'll be okay. And we have on October 4th, we're going to have some significant gifts we'll be discussing. And so that's been the other part of this, is it's given us a way to engage with alumni, with friends, with donors, with supporters, to talk about philanthropy. So inside the building, there will be rooms that will be named in honor of individuals who have helped with private fundraising. Because the other piece of this equation, you know, to have the facility is one thing. What we need to do is build scholarship funds to support students so that access continues to be something that is at the front of our list of priorities. So having something like this to work in partnership with so many generous supporters has also been tremendously exciting and rewarding.
The ceremony is at 1:00, and is that open to the public?
It is. Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
And
excellent.
And we would encourage anybody to come. We've invited friends and neighbors, because the individuals in right around the campus proper who have lived within a construction site and still are living within one, we are grateful for the support from this community, because it's a big project. And people have been gracious and excited and grateful, so we really want everyone to come in and see this new facility, which we consider to be not ours, but the community's and this area that we are all privileged to call home.
And then beyond that, at 3:00, you're going to be having a panel discussion of Science Beyond the Classroom, and this is...
Yes.
From MCLA Science talking about their careers, what they have accomplished.
Yes, and that's, you know, what's so inspirational about all of that is to be able to have the current class of students hear from those who have gone before them and understand the pathways that are available to them, the possibilities that are available to them, and to get our alums back on campus, because we're so proud of them. They're doing some phenomenal work. When we opened our academic year, we had a member of the class of 2000 with us, a woman, Dr. Stephanie Frost, who's a public health researcher in Virginia, and she was here and delivered a magnificent lecture. And she's just one example of the kind of students who come through here, hit all their strides, and go out into the wider world and do magnificent work. So that panel will be an exciting part of the whole day as well.
When you think of a new building, which obviously has a very broad curriculum, but does it change the fabric of the college in any way of because it's new and it's shiny, that it could perhaps attract students to that, and as opposed to the other departments that are in other buildings, other places on campus?
Sure. I mean, you know, that's another great question. One of the things that it will, you know, certainly it's going to students who are studying in those fields, the STEM-related fields, are going to take a look at this. I mean, it's already been happening because the quality, I think, of our STEM programs are so high that we have seen an uptick in students interested in those fields anyway, which is great because that's a critical need. But across the whole campus, we're trying to make improvements in facilities. But the main thing is the quality of the faculty, which is exceptional. So, you know, if you're teaching in a brand new, shiny building, that's great. If you're teaching in a building that's a little bit more worn, that's also great, too, because what happens, most importantly, is that interaction between the faculty member and the student. What I expect, Joe, is that we will see an interest, and I think that interest benefits the whole institution, because students may come thinking that they're interested in looking at us for one thing and get here and see the magnificence of the area. This, you know, there's no place better, I think, to study and learn and engage than the Berkshires. It's exquisite. We have state-of-the-art facilities. We have cultural institutions. We have the natural beauty, and we have a world-class faculty. So I think getting students here for one reason, they look around, and they may come for a different reason.
And so now what do you build?
Not yet. Like, what are you going to do next? you know, it's funny. The day we broke ground a little over a year ago, it was just a great day, and getting to that was, as you know, a lot of work for many years, and we broke ground. And I had a person that I just adore come up to me and in dead seriousness said, "So, what's next?" And I thought, can we get the shovel out of the ground?
You know? Just get through this.
And it's, you know, and there is always the what's next. And in terms of the physical campus, we are renovating Bowman Hall, which is one of our other significant academic buildings. And so that was the other part of the bond. We had some dollars in there to do a complete renovation and restoration of Bowman Hall, which is very exciting. That's home to our visual arts program, major classroom building, center of the campus. There'll be math classrooms in that building as well. So that's an important piece of work that's taking place. And we've got right now, the other thing that's happening is our expanded footprint right on Main Street in North Adams.
Right.
In addition to Gallery 51, we have connected now and brought Press Gallery, which is just a wonderful resource downtown, connected to Gallery 51 in the Berkshire Cultural Resource Center. And this year we're offering classes at Mass MoCA for our visual arts students, which is very exciting. And we will be on Ashland Street in North Adams building a new home for our facilities department. The men and women that support everything that happens on campus, they have been in line for a new building for several years, and that will be happening this fall as well, and transform that part of Ashland Street too.
A lot of exciting things happening at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. In full disclosure, I should mention that my wife works for the architecture firm, so I've been sort of living with this project for a long time and hearing about it and seeing it. It is just absolutely beautiful, and I know they all have talked nothing about how great you all are and working with them. And I'm just so happy for you, and I hope you enjoy and bask in the glory on October 4th.
Thank you, Joe. It will be a great day and lots to celebrate with many partners and then to look to the future, because the investment in public higher education, the investment in this institution and in the Commonwealth, that pays dividends for years. It's changing the future, and we do it through education. And it will be a day of celebration and a day in which we look forward to what's next as we continue to advance excellence here at MCLA. And I really thank you for your support. We appreciate everything that happens out of WAMC, and I know you guys have a fun drive coming up, and I hope you do great and hit it out of the park.
Well, you always are there for us, and we thank you so much. Mary Grant is president of Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. Again, the ribbon-cutting ceremony is at 1 o'clock on October 4th. You can go to mcla.edu for more information. Mary Grant, we love having you here. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Great pleasure. Bye-bye. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.